Dishing That!
Dishing That, fam. Our next guest is a force, a true Renaissance man. Mm. An artist who has excelled with a visionary plan. From music to film to TV's wide span, he's been reshaping the culture since his career began. One of Indian independent music's leading voices of today, his work goes beyond sound. It's a visual display. Oof. With cinematic storytelling, his impact is clear. Millions around the globe have tuned in to hear. But don't just think of him as an artist on screen. He's a fitness icon, sharp and lean, balancing body and mind. He's built to inspire, pushing limits in the studio and the gym with fire. A judge on MTV Hustle, bringing wisdom and grace. His new album, Papi, is setting the pace. A true creator in the game who's built his own lane. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dido James! Woo!
Tu rapper, tu rapper.
Okay, I would like to say shout out to my ghostwriter ChatGPT.
Big reveal.
I wrote the speech, but then I was like, ChatGPT, on the way here, I was like, yo, do your thing.
Oh, whatever, immediately, bro. That's like, actually a good introduction. I should actually come to your shows often, bro.
Thank you, bro.
What, for all the ChatGPT raps?
ChatGPT got bars. Yeah,
come on, bro. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Happy to have you
here. Such a hip hop ish introduction.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the fuck out of you, bro.
And as a hip hop artist,
we can curse in this.
Of course, do what you want.
Hindi or English? English sounds more cool.
Don't know.
Oh my god! I'm taking care of the Hindi one in Hustle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Because I was like, ye kab encyclopedia ban gaya, dictionary ban gaya. In the middle of the rap, he's starting to use these big... I was like, whoa, hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
I got words in my bars. Big words.
No, you're thoda illiterate.
I be lit.
You be lit.
Dino, thank you for being on our podcast, Dish and That.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
Us three, we have shared meals off camera quite a bit when we were in London.
Some great, some traumatizing.
Yeah, I remember the traumatizing one for sure.
We all do.
We already spoke
That's
about
it. That's thanks to Lisa. Thanks to Lisa.
Shout out, Brick Lane.
1 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the night, actually, she said, I want to have some Indian food. I still remember. By the way, mera ko thoda sa accent aayega in dono log ke beech mein baitha hu bhai. Because I still realize when I'm actually with Sharul and Lisa, mera andar thoda sa accent aa jata.
He's code switching.
Thora, thora, andar se aa jata, thora, thora.
But it's good, I enjoy it. People don't judge because I'm sitting with peace.
Bro, I got this new album coming out. It's called Papi.
Yeah, bro. Who's featuring
some Hindi
who?
It's a collaboration.
Come on.
Between two incredible artists.
Collaboration.
Yeah, it's a collaboration. It's Warsowa meets Bandra.
Come on, bro.
You know what I mean?
Halfway in Juhu.
We're in Juhu. Shout out to the This Office.
Yeah,
this team.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were in Goa.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Lonavla.
Mm-hmm.
We were in London.
Yes, sir.
It's quite...
We're all going to go.
Yeah.
From Goa, Lonavla to London.
We've been on the road. We've been doing picnics everywhere.
All the time, bro.
Papi That's picnics.
Yeah. Big part of this friendship between the two of you and then I just goes out myself in it was food.
Food.
Huge for us. Everybody here is an eater. We met for so many meals. Bro, we would wake up, the group chat in London would be like,
where are we eating today?
But Sharul is an amazing cook, actually.
Thank you.
But
yes,
he made a steak for us.
Mm.
And that was actually very nice. I underestimated you, and I thought that underestimated you. My Hindi, English. Rolling the R's, motherfuckers. Yes, that's
what I do. Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So he made steak, bro. And that steak was so,
salad,
so yummy. Bro, come on.
And salad.
You have my respect.
I appreciate
and
it, bro.
And we made some those chicken thighs and stuff. We were going in.
Yeah.
And those you came over for breakfast with the sausages and stuff once.
Yeah, once. I remember. Yeah,
Dino brought sausage.
The temper.
Ladies love Dino's sausage.
Oh my God. Oh
He's
my
like,
God.
Bro's on Raya. Bro's on his.
Bro, pyar bahut hai, dil mein baatna padta hai, bro. It's not very unfair of me. Actually, God has given me so much of love.
You know?
And he said, go out in the world and spread, my son. I said, okay, God, I'll do the needful.
I'll do the needful. इसमें कमी ना
डू द नीडफुल
इसमें कमी ना बट व्हाट अ जर्नी ब्रो
इट्स बीन अ ग्रेट जर्नी
या
एंड ग्लैड दैट द एल्बम इज फाइनली आउट ब्रो
यस सर एंड ग्लैड दैट यू हैव ऑलरेडी गिविंग सो मच ऑफ लव टू द एल्बम ब्रो आई अप्रिशिएट इट
कीप डांसिंग
अभी जब हम रिकॉर्ड कर रहे थे एल्बम बाहर नहीं आया बट आई एम जस्ट
प्रीएम्प्टिवली प्लीज प्लीज प्यार दो
वी आर फॉर्चून टेलर्स
मैनिफेस्टेशन
यू नो दैट दैट्स सो रेवन थिंग
या या एल्बम्स डूइंग वेल नंबर 1 ग्रैमीज IFA award.
Grammy, see that Grammy was like, idhar, right? Yeah, I know, Grammy. Yeah. But I was gonna ask you, Dino. Mm-hmm. Tell the kind people that watch the show, where are you from in India?
All right, a lot of people actually think that I am born and raised in Bombay. I'm a Bombay Catholic, obviously because of my color. Yes, sir. You racist motherfuckers. That's what you guys think. But I'm a Mallu Catholic.
Woo!
Yeah, a pure hardcore Mallu. Not like a mixed Mallu, like a proper Mallu Catholic, but born and raised in Bhopal.
Wow.
That's an amazing mix that I can MP Bhopal. MP but not represent. Exactly Bhopal. That's actually a place called Sarni Ghura Dongari.
Oh, bhai.
Yes, sir. Like in the center of India, from the culture itself. So born and raised there, but
you speak Malayalam.
I can fucking speak Malayalam, bro. I can. Inke nalla bolle samsaaring ariyam all the Malayali folks. Engane unda ningale ellarum. From my
what
side,
he said.
That's all.
What
I'm
he said. So say something for the ladies.
Engane unda? Shit, I have to construct a sentence now. You put me into pressure. Ningale ellarkum uttri snehum attrayu parayanullu.
I think he just said, yeah, you can DM him.
Yeah.
His DMs are open.
Slide into the DMs. Sorry. Oh, sorry, hey, by law.
I don't know about that. That was on some Chennai
too
expression.
Much, too much. Too much. Without wasting any more time, Dino, there are a few dishes which are from just Kerala.
Come on.
From Andheri East.
Oh, I know this place.
No, I know the owner.
There's same. Bro. And he owns the his family owns a studio downstairs.
I know. He's a music producer.
Yeah. We are on the ground floor.
Yeah.
Which is with downstairs.
No. Not this building, bro.
This was thinking,
another
actually.
Building.
In the
another one.
Yeah, another one.
Andheri
underneath
East.
Underneath it is his music.
Probably this is a basement that I didn't see. Who's it there?
5'9". it's actually from 5'9".
Upstairs is just Kerala. Under is Don't Trust
It's a hotel, right?
See... Okay, now listen. It is a hotel. You're right. I'm going to ask you to explain the
His
other
name is
dishes.
Joshua. Shout out, Josh.
Shout out to Joshua. I'm going to explain first the prawn dish because I was looking at the menu and I kept asking you, like, are these cool? And you're
explain
like,
as in the ingredients?
No. I'm going to say we ate a lot of rava fry prawn.
Mm-hmm. But that's not actually Kerala.
I know. That I know. But this is a...
Masala fry. Kerala
black,
masala.
Kerala.
Pepper.
Black
pepper.
Pepper. Fry prawn.
Yes.
Ooh.
Prawn fry.
With 2
black
kgs
pepper,
of curry leaf.
With a lot of curry patta.
Yes, sir.
Curry patta.
And then...
the
other one's nahi patta. Okay.
Yeah, should I go for it now?
Go for it.
Okay, so what is the procedure? Should I submit?
No.
But he can't.
There he goes pushing the mic away like a rapper.
Okay, come on.
I'm saying one is called chicken mappa.
Mapas.
So what is that? Do you know?
Mapas is actually a dish. It's a chicken dish, actually. It's a chicken dish. It's a nice chicken dish.
Coconut,
I don't know the ingredients.
Coconut
but
spices.
Coconut is common everywhere. Even the chai, you get coconut milk, bro.
I love coconut.
It's just coconut. Oh, you love coconut, literally.
No,
I know,
literally,
of course.
When
he eats so many coconuts.
I ate a lot of coconuts.
Yeah.
So during our blinket, used to
sound
break.
Sexual.
Yeah.
It's...
coconut
how
sexual
Blinkit has hard. These coconuts.
Bro, मेरे accent को please माफ करना मैं बहुत गंदा गंदा बोल रहा हूँ यहाँ don't come and comment say hey English मत बोल कुत्ते
long story short I like coconuts
yeah me too
and we used to
but he eats like regularly properly
yeah I do like coconut.
You suddenly got serious about coconuts.
Yeah.
He's
shout out to the coconut gods.
I'm in love with the
coconut tree.
And the other one I cannot pronounce. It starts with a V.
Is it what?
मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि मैं देखकर बता दूंगा कि exactly क्या.
Bro, I'm not like a chef. No. But you're.
What is it called?
Yeah, but it's mappas.
No. That's mappas.
This is Kerala curry. This is a mappas, and this is different kind
this
of curry.
Is
this is prawn fry.
Varutara chatu.
Bro, I mean, I've never...
Oh, I've had this at Just Kerala. It's really yummy. He said something.
But sorry, my Mallu. See, I'm born and raised in MP.
This you can pronounce for sure.
Bro, this is appam, bro. Khana nahi khate ja appam rasam nahi hai.
Woo! And our last dish after the mappas, the prawn pepper, black prawn,
papacha.
Thank you for getting the dirt off my shoulder. Appreciate it,
bro.
What is this called?
Bro, I want you to pronounce it first.
This is called the mutton vartara chadari.
Kori kari.
You cheated, I know already.
No, but is it the Z in Malayalam is
like... Okay, there are certain words in actually in Malayalam that no other... I don't...
Yeah, because that Z is
actually... I forgot myself. It's called Varatarta Kori.
Kori.
Means chicken fried. Long story short. I had to get it right. It's Varatarta Kori.
Whatever it is, we're going to eat it.
Sorry, mom. Bro, this is... Appam, if guys, obviously you guys know one thing, bro, yeah. This is super cold. This is called appam. This is so growing up, we used to have it with tea in the morning.
Really?
Oh, we used to love it,
just
bro. Like crispy.
What, just
dipping
it in
the tea?
Dipping the tea and
wow.
Eating.
Wow.
Is it meat touch?
I
want to
try this.
Bro, this is amazing. But
bro,
you have
Mike.
Oh, Mike. Mike has a fight actually now in 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, and I just saw
Mike Tyson.
And then he slapped Jake Paul.
I saw that.
Which happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have since
because this is the future.
Okay. we're in the past and the future right now. We are making our predictions. What are we doing? A knockout or
a
all
knockout?
12 rounds?
Mike Tyson's gonna knock out. No, I think eventually it's
no,
a
no,
it's
speak
a
speak about it as if it's happened. Because I want to see how this lands. Like, oh. You know what's crazy? I can't believe that Jake Paul won.
You know what? Yeah. I can't believe Mike Tyson bit someone, another person.
I can't believe
off,
that he
know
actually
I mean?
Took
like
his pants off.
He used to do this 20 years ago and he's yeah. doing it now in 2024.
But he still slapped actually in this exhibition match, bro. This is actually crazy. It's Mike Tyson, you know, your body goes weak, but your soul always is a fighter.
How do you guys control yourself when there's food on your plate?
Oh. You can never control yourself. I will just say one thing. Shout out to Netflix. Give me some money.
Come on,
say.
Bro. Netflix, we are coming, bro. I
can't
Shout out to Prashant Iyer.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, everyone. Cheers. I feel like Mark Queens. You guys watch Mark Queens? He's
no.
one of the biggest food reviewers. Cheers to Mark Queens.
Oh, Mark Queens?
Mark Queens, yeah.
I love him.
Bro, this is yummy.
Wait. No, I'm going to do my impression of how he reacts. To
yeah. On the left hand side. Tilt on the left more. Yeah. Bro, this is super good. मेरे को इतनी भूख लगी थी
नो
no, उसको पसंद है एक तो पूरा ही नहीं करता है तो पहले खाएगा बोलता है गाइस आई एम गोना ईट दिस एंड ही विल मेक श्योर दैट यू आर ईटिंग इट दे पुट इट इन द माउथ
चबाने से ज्यादा उसका रिएक्शन
एंड इफ ही डजंट लाइक इट ही विल स्टिल स्माइल
दो दिस इज सो गुड
वेरी नाइस
या इफ यू आर अ रियल मार्क वेन्स फैन यू नो व्हेन ही डजंट लाइक द फूड
या आई एम फॉलोइंग इट फॉर द पास्ट ऑलमोस्ट 6 इयर्स नाउ
लीसा
आई एम गोना गिव यू गाइस द साइलेंस चूइंग साउंड आल्सो
Yeah, that's mutton.
Guys, mutton is a superior
piece. ASMR.
Can you guys hear my chewing sound?
I'll turn it up in the audio. Don't
yeah?
Worry.
Let's go.
I'm going to compress the shit out of it.
All right,
yeah,
ASMR.
Compress it. Play some beat, bro. This is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I would also just say one thing. Dino.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to the gym today?
Bro, I go to the gym every single day.
I know, bro. You did your yoga today?
100%. So, and I encourage everybody. I always thought ki yoga is actually for oldies and elderly people. When you start doing yoga, bro. The asanas are
you
so tough.
You love.
I love. Just gym, yoga, garden. Khatron ke khiladi winner, bro. Never forget that.
Guys?
My guy jumped off a helicopter.
Underwater.
Underwater.
Zero degree temperature. South Africa.
Bro is...
I'm fired.
Bro is the Indian Steve Irwin. Rest in peace. You know, we were making our album, Papi, which is out now. Go stream it. We were making our album, Papi, in a few locations. One of them was Lonavala, where our food was horrible.
Yeah.
Lonavala doesn't
the, even the place
Shout out to the Chicky over there.
Chicky was Chiki. Nice. And one of the places actually...
Lonavala Chicky.
What is that? A Della? Della?
Della.
Della?
Della. Della.
Oh my God. We were...
John, by New Year's Eve, Kishore was very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the biggest thing of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In Della?
So
it looks like a...
We went there and we got two drinks and we ended up paying $8,000 for two drinks.
$8,000.
No, $8,000 rupees. We were in Goa for about 8 days. Working.
Ten. It sounds good.
What?
Ten days.
Yeah. days. We were in Goa for 10 days. We were working on our album.
10 days sounds more satisfying. Right?
We were working on our album and we were staying somewhere in Shiolim.
Yeah.
Shout out to L3. That was
we were about to call our album L3.
L3 because that was the name of our apartment. The whole time we were imagining ourselves 20 years later of like There's a documentary about us saying like, oh, back in the days of L3.
Yeah.
And there
Wait, so you had two places, right? The first one was terrible?
No.
That's Lonavla. Anyways, L3, we were in a living room. We set up our studio, cue the photos and videos. And our view was of this forest.
Yeah.
And every day while we're making bangers.
From the third day.
From the third day onwards. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Your true love is Dina. Wow. Something was happening in L3 then.
And we had a threesome. Nilesh was also there.
shout out to Bluish Music, who produced this album with us. Incredible contributor to Poppy. Anyways.
Shout out to Bluish, my boy.
Okay, let me get to the story, guys.
Let's get it.
So in front of our window view, we had a full family of langurs.
Not four, bro, more.
Yeah, it was like 40 relatives of langurs, okay? And every time we'd make a good song and the bass would be vibrating, the langurs would come and they'd be like, looking at us. And then I think on the fourth day, we're like, we should give them some snacks. Yeah. So we ordered like some bananas and we were throwing it to them. And there was like a little baby.
And meanwhile, actually, we can run the footage of langurs. You guys can watch the footage now.
I mean, that was so nice, guys. That was so amazing, good.
Right? Look at them.
Very cute.
Langur around.
Look at the long tail.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Langurs and the kids. Yeah, come on, let's go.
And every morning, we used to wake up. We used to make breakfast. And what we used to do is we used to have a beat playing in the background. Mm-hmm. We can cue footage of this as well. We'd have the beat playing in the background. Dino, who's also Chef Dino, makes the best breakfast. Sure. I mean, he's very protein heavy with his diet.
And, you know, I love actually morning. So the best part is everybody was getting up a little early. So I used to get up, actually do my yoga thing. And by the time I do my agarbatti and go on agarbatti, bro, shout out to go on agarbatti. It's amazing. So I do agarbatti. I do my stretching and yoga, everything. By the time everybody gets up, I make my chai and breakfast time.
And he'd make chai for everyone.
Y'all didn't know that my man's was soft.
Come on, bro.
He's got a heart. He does yoga. We lost him a couple times in London. We were like, where is he? He's like, I'm at Regent's Park on a bicycle looking at ducks. And I was like... Okay.
Bro,
you love calves. Oh, and he went
land
to the
calves,
zoo.
Bro, land calves, never forget that. We get into that. There's too many things.
He bought shant character, actually. You're very like in your zone.
Yeah.
About all this stuff. You like.
You know
a
what?
Nice,
I don't know whether
morning,
it's good or bad, but it is what it is.
Dino
keeps you stable.
When we were all in London, and Dino had a bad experience before when his previous trip to London. But when we showed him London, Spitalfields Market, Soho, on certain days were really
nice. That's my gown now.
Regent's
Park.
Your
introduction to London was that food truck that ate at every single day, bro.
Bro, this Smoke a Loco.
Smoke a Loco. Shout out to
Smoke
a Loco in Spitalfields.
It was so good.
And also, shout out to one more food truck in Anjuna, right opposite Oxford Arcade. Me, Dino, and Nilesh.
Bro, don't ask. I thought I'm not gonna get up in the morning.
Not Noronas, but shout out to Noronas as well. But this
it's closer to Goazak.
Yeah, it's in Anjuna. Between Anjuna and Vagator, there's a food truck, a couple of them.
Yeah.
That come every day, and they're there till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And what we would do, our routine was wake up, make a song while having breakfast.
Yeah.
Go out, test it out in the car, go back, tweak it, go for dinner, have a few drinks, end up at Vagator Beach, playing it on a speaker.
What a vibe.
Chilling. And then we'd go to this food truck till 4 a.m. and be having different types of wraps. I don't want to say what the protein was because it's Goa. But chicken wraps, chicken wings, Baskin Robbins.
Well, chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Oh, my God.
It's fine. Steak doesn't have wings.
Steaks don't fly.
Steaks don't fly. Last
I don't
I checked.
Know why I'm putting the upham with the prawns.
So,
The prawns flame too.
So basically, actually, can I start talking about the journey, how it actually started? Because
please
we are
do.
Here to promote our album also. Come on.
Which is already out, and you guys have shown it so much love.
Thank
and
you.
And Jake Paul
number
won.
Number one. And Jake Paul, shout out to Mike Tyson.
Shout out to Mike Tyson, always the Mike.
So what was your most favorite part about working with me?
Oh my God, aww. Now you're talking sentimental talk.
How
nothing.
Great are my Dioring. Harmony skills?
So I always wanted to actually work, and I've always been working and seeing Charul's work. So it just happened that, you know, once, I don't know how it happened, we just connected and I said, okay, I'm going to come to your house. We have a common friend also that time in your house called Anik Khan from Bangladesh.
Woo!
Shout out to Anik Khan.
Camera action.
Amazing guy. So we actually jammed, and obviously that we wanted to know each other's vibe and everything. We just played a beat, and you know what the fun part about us making song? It's just one beat all the time.
Yeah.
We're not like looking for beats all the time. It's just one beat all the time. We're like bang, 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 bang,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we just made a song called Rose. So everybody liked the song.
Hmm.
Uska naam tha Rose. और वो गाना ऑलरेडी आई हर्ड इट फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 6-8 months.
Yeah.
So it just happened ki then I thought I'll probably do an EP with other songs and collab with their songs and I was just play this song to everywhere, to everyone and they all used to fuck with the song. And suddenly one fine morning I was just getting bored and I was just getting little, I thought I'll just call Shahrul and see what he's doing. So he said, bro, what are you doing? I said, I'm home. So usne bola, aja bro, we'll do something.
Did he say, come on.
Come on, bro. Man. Yeah, come on, bro. Come over, bro. We'll have some drinks.
Come to band, bro.
I'm always all for drinks then.
It's always, there's two things with Shahrul. If he wants to work with you, it's like, come on. And come then on, it goes, man. Let's meet at Rasta.
Yeah. We've had some great times at Rasta.
Oh, bro. Don't ask. Don't ask. I love Rasta.
Rasta crew, bro.
Yeah, yeah. All the time. Shout out to Rasta. So shout out for giving your venue to us for the launch.
Yeah. That day.
A rapper's first home.
Hopefully.
Which happened now in the future.
Yeah.
So we made another song, and this time only me and Shahrul were there in his
it was the first
bedroom
time,
studio.
Yeah, first time we sat together alone.
Together.
And we knocked.
Y'all were alone in a bedroom?
Yeah,
Come
on, bro. Yeah.
Magic was made.
Magic was made when people are
magic
alone.
Magic was made.
Rap magic was made.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is where the magic happens.
Yes,
but
sir.
Magic was made on the mic. Mm-hmm.
Musical okay? magic.
And we made a song called Con,
yeah.
which I call as Con Hair 2.
Yeah.
Because I have a song called Con Hair 2 already, you know what I'm saying? But we made a song in exactly an hour.
Yeah, with the lyrics.
With lyrics, everything. Harmonies.
Everything.
We have not, that's the one song we never brushed up on or
Nothing,
added
as it is.
And it happened to be one of our favorite songs 100%, from the album.
Bro.
Because it was, like me and Dino, one thing we've connected on always is...
In the bedroom.
Is.
Never forget
this
that.
Is, we've had our hearts broken.
Yeah.
You know?
I made my career on that, bro. Come on.
I was in therapy. And, you know, I think we...
Shout out to our exes.
Shout out to our exes.
Double exes.
And I think our album is a combination of both our experiences mm-hmm. dealing with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And I think it's been good to also... Like, I've had a lot of male friends in my life that, like, obviously you talk about your personal relationships with, but I think in a format of... What are we dying to talk about?
Yeah.
You know, what have we not talked about yet in our own music? Mm. And we would sit at these camps in the morning and have a conversation over coffee or tea.
Dino makes breakfast.
Happy yoga, never forget that.
Never forget.
And we would just, you know, chat about something that bothered us mm-hmm. in a relationship mm-hmm. or something like that.
And you find that common point.
And I was so procrastinating that entire trip. I said, bro, we should go to Lonavala first. We just packed our bag. We went to, you know, Lonavala because the smaller steps are so difficult to take sometimes. Yeah. And I remember actually looking for all those places. We were brainstorming. And I said, bro, if I don't book this place right now in 2 minutes, we are not going.
Yeah.
So instantly, I just, because we're just brainstorming and we're trying to come up with some kind of a fault. And bro, kadam nahi lete log. So I did. I said, bro, we are going tomorrow and let's go. Shahrul said, bro, it's a banger place. I said, bro, let's pack our bags and let's just go.
Yeah.
And without any planning, we just took no speakers, nothing, basic laptops and basic shorts, everything. We packed our bag, we bounced to Goa and rest is...
That's
you guys
insane.
Know what we did, right?
No. So, you do, because you love the album.
So what is the definition of actually collaborating with somebody? According to me, actually, it's not just about a collab because it's always about exchanging personalities and knowing each other as a friend. So I just want to take this opportunity and say I got a very dear friend, bro. I've got an amazing friend.
You,
we jammed a
Come
lot.
On, man.
And fuck the songs, bro. It's not about just making songs.
I love secure male friendships. Look at them.
Yeah.
Secure.
Honestly.
Like, y'all are really, like,
No, because this is the definition. It's not just about example. Same happened with, I've collaborated with Ikka and Bachabai at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it just happened so organic. And same happened. I was like, I don't want to work where people are, I don't know, trying to play some kind of
heavy, ego game.
No, it's just human, bro. Humans are very different to adjust sometimes. And it was so beautiful because we never we never worked hard on a song.
Mm. Yeah.
It just
because
happened.
It was just fun.
Lately, my philosophy kya hai ki maine bahut sare gaane aise banaye jahan par I made songs and I was expecting that song to hit 300 million, 400 million and labels are backing me up and everybody's hype. It didn't do 6 million at all. So now in my life, I have the Ladda will be done and everything in my hands. I believe in surrendering, not manifesting. That's a different story.
Ooh.
So I enjoy the process. Yeah. There's no manifestation.
Snaps,
there's nothing
about
manifestation. Anyway, I'll come to my philosophy part later. So I...
Yeah, yoga kar kar kinka itna gyan.
Uske pehle se.
But you know what? I will
Janm gyani the.
I will add on to what he was saying about like this friendship and like the music that came out of it. Like, I really appreciate that Dino is so like
strong. Am I third wheeling right now? What's happening?
Third wheeling.
I feel like I should leave. We should
take
dim the light.
Take notes on friendship.
Let's set the candles up.
Dino is very strong-willed with his values and like what he, you know, what he stands for. And he's a very kind person that everyone in the room, whoever was working on our album, was like their part of the process.
100%.
We would, all the conversations we had, Nilesh, Bluish Music, who was with us for every song.
All the time, bro. All the time.
Shout out to the other producers, Explicit.
Yeah.
Who killed those two beats. Kamina and Rose.
My favorite song.
And I think, you know, for us, it was just like throughout. Even we were in London shooting our video for Kamina.
You guys, that video.
Bro, and that video is so good, right?
I took Dino to
Emirates Stadium.
And just imagine, I was like unsure. I was like, Dino, I'm booking you a pass for the Arsenal Stadium tour. He's like, bro, let's fucking go. I'm so excited. And even he wanted to come.
Why would he not be excited going to the stadium?
Yeah, I know. No. Because, you know, he's not into football like that.
Fuck football. It's just an overall vibe, bro. Yeah. Just get into the stadium and
imagine
and see
the shots you guys got in that.
When we got into the stadium, I just saw his like eyes open and he was like,
I'll give you a reason why, because he's actually a big football fan. So kya hota hai na, when you go with somebody who's actually in love with the product so much, you feel that kind of an energy at the
same
time.
You get it from them.
Yeah, you get it from them. If I take somebody to the zoo, they feel the same thing.
Yeah.
or to my gym, they feel the same thing. Yeah, so Shahrul's excitement just getting into the stadium.
Yeah. It's infectious.
It's infectious and it is like very godly, bro. You feel something different.
You feel so small. It's huge. Yeah.
Because throughout the album process, like him and Nilesh were staying on the top floor. I was on the bottom floor. Mm. At 4 a.m. in the morning, while they're sleeping, I'm screaming at my laptop because Arsenal's losing. We lost the Champions League to Bayern Munich around that time that I was in Goa. But
remember when I almost went to that match?
Yeah. I mean,
you did?
Yeah. No, she was about to go for the Champions
League final
tickets.
Oh.
Yeah.
I fumbled it.
Yeah.
So it was amazing, bro. Just to actually not even right now, although the album is doing well, thank you. But but still, I'm saying, you know, just to detach yourself from the result and completely focusing on the process.
Absolutely,
it is so beautiful because you don't know what's going to happen. So why do you want to like rely on your entire happiness is something which is not in your hands?
हमसे पूछो यार.
You know,
बहुत certainly मैंने.
लोग ये करते हैं और सब लोगों को मैं यही बोलता हूँ कि bro कि the entire fun process is the creation process.
Absolutely.
100%. You know, so if you're not enjoying that.
You know, for all artists, the amount of love and emotion and ourselves that we pour into the process of making will never.
Don't. That's what I'm saying. Because you get so stressed all the time.
Yeah. No, I'm saying when you love your your art, right?
Yeah.
For all of us, I feel I can speak for all artists. The worst part is actually what comes after. Because the business part of it.
Yes.
Because we're all like, we love, you know, making so much. And they're like, it's cool beach. Now we bodega.
Yeah, and that's a process that I still don't
understand.
But
it's fine because, you know, it's fine because your album's done really well, you guys.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah. I think the my favorite part of this album was there were so many different stages, obviously, like making the album. But even packaging the album, the way we were, you know.
The caking,
the plating.
So I have a great story. So I've always wanted to make a birthday song.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously.
There are stories for all the songs, actually.
The most iconic songs in our lifetimes.
Hey, shawty, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. I'ma spend my money. Yeah. There's so many, right?
Party, honey.
Yeah, we remixed that in our song.
Yeah.
So what's really funny is, I'm a very vulnerable story I'm about to tell. So
y'all are really emo. I love it.
Yeah, full power, bro.
This is the last one from Goa, I'm going to say. So we were making this.
We were making breakfast.
You texted me that night.
We were making this birthday song. Okay. Yeah. This is in Feb. Okay.
Yeah.
Pisces season. So let's take that out. We'll take that out. Basically, we're making this birthday song, and I was telling Dino since many weeks, I really want to make a birthday song.
Yeah.
Let's change what a birthday anthem is, and everyone's going to tag us in their reels.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Every story.
And I was like, not really sure. I said, okay, bro, let's not push it. But he said, bro, he was adamant. He said, bro, let's actually go for a birthday song.
I wanted to replace that. Happy birthday to Yoji. Yeah. Okay, quick. You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea, but is it the guy?
You know what I'm talking about. Richard knows. Yeah. Anyways, we start making this song, and it turns into like this really chill Afro banger that turns into like an Amapiano.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Yeah. And we're having the time of our life making this song.
Yeah.
11:59 p.m.
I know.
Shut my laptop, and we're about to go for a drive to bang this song in the car. I've just like quickly mastered it. We're gonna go for a drive, test the song in the car, and then I look at the date and I realize
whose birthday was
in
it?
A minute's time.
Bro,
it's my ex's birthday.
I remember.
And
I remember that. Yeah.
And I was. Yeah. So, like, astonished.
You were
about
shook.
Yeah.
The universe, like, kind
making
of
getting
happen.
Everything together for the birthday song. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
Because I got a text from you at, like, 12:10 being like, bro,
I
weird.
Just made
he actually made this face. And I said, what happened? Everything is well? He said, bro, you will not believe what happened. I said, yeah, this is what happened.
Yeah, that's wild.
And, I think...
The entire process of actually, you know, the entire journey of making the song and... lying down the lyrics and everything and writing the song, whatever, and taking the song and playing the song in the car was such a beautiful... You know, sometimes what happens is in that entire journey when you're driving and it's raining and you listen to the song and you listen to the final version now, it just takes you back to that entire scenery, bro, that where exactly you were in.
Every musician's favorite listening space is a car.
Is a car.
Yeah, but it just to like try the song instantly, it became kind of a process.
Totally.
It was like a process. Like, you bring the song, put it in the car, listen to the song, correct the lyrics, come back,
absolutely,
do the production... and do it.
And us being like perfectionists while we're listening. Oh, turn that down.
I take a U-turn. You take a U-turn.
Take a U-turn. We need to record one more ad-lib.
Oh my God. I remember actually playing Subah and I fell in love with that song. And remember Dobara with the golden mic.
Yeah.
We recorded in that golden mic.
Yeah, and then we re-recorded. You know what? I would just say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to shout out to the city of Goa.
Yes, sir.
The state of Goa.
North Goa, I guess. Yeah. Whatever. The city, the
you want to be more specific and go to Siolim?
Siolim, Bagator, Anjuna.
Yo, I also want to say shout out to Siolim because under that bridge is my favorite ras omelet spot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
The tela, no?
Yeah.
Tela. So good.
I would also just say one thing. All of my like most memorable song experiences, recording experiences have always been in Goa. Vibe.
Oh.
All the Gully Gang camps were over there.
Mm. Mine is also Beal.
And there's Beal too. Shout
including
out to Beal. Shout out to
Beal, bro.
A lot of our album was done
my
at Beal.
My next album, bro. Come on.
But Goa has been always like a magical place for
you
music.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because we
always
think, first of all, you know, you disconnect yourself from Bombay, which is very, very important.
Yeah.
Because right now you're sitting on something, there's doorbell ringing, there's X messaging, there are Raya, there's Raya,
Raya.
Everywhere is distraction. Once you go specifically for a mission,
yeah,
and in a place like Goa, it's always going to be 10 on 10.
Yeah, dude.
And with an artist like us.
Yeah. Yo, what am I talking about?
Goa?
My favorite song I made last year was in Goa too. I made the song with Ofa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in Goa?
Not Amil, right?
No, not Amil. But it was Bahane. And I love that song. Yeah. We made it in Goa in like 1 hour.
Wow.
Goa has vibes,
Goa
bro.
Has
so Manshu, Rish,
vibes.
Me, and
thank
Ofa.
You, Goa Tourism, for funding us now.
Thank you. And you know what's crazy is that we're talking about this, and they've already funded us for so many projects now.
Wow.
That's so great. Thank you, Goa.
Thank you, Goa. Go.
Wow.
After Dil Chahta, this is the biggest thing happened to Goa.
Yeah.
Got to name a fort after us.
Oh, my God. Dil Chahta. Shout out to Farhan Akhtar. Please
shout
come back and direct one more film, sir. It's very important.
Yeah.
So, Broody, beautiful races. I fumbled, then I thought I'll fumble the entire sentence.
You know, I have a question. I'm going to cut through a lot of your...
He said he didn't ask me any question, by
the way. I was going to say, y'all having a bromance out here, and I'm just on the side. I'm feeling left out.
Come on, let me turn a little balance this side and sit, yeah.
I was like, this view is nice, too. Y'all know that I'm the DHH Bobby.
Shout out to DHH Bobby.
Here's this Bobby, DHH Bobby. There's a lot happening. All right, okay, so we are going to... Since y'all fucking made me the third wheel today...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this back on you, and we're going to play the Newlyweds game for your collab. Newlyweds. Which
really?
Is,
come on,
I'm
go.
Sorry.
We don't need to call it that. We can call it the whiteboard game, okay?
The
let's
whiteboard
do that.
Game.
It's the Newlyweds.
Yeah, whiteboard game is better.
Oh,
whiteboard
these game. Suddenly secure masculine energies left the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fist
well,
bump.
The,
fist bump.
The Newly Friends. The Newly Friends game.
Newly Friends.
That sounds like OnlyFans.
Just go. Let's go.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
I just got a carb crash after eating.
Same. I don't know what crash.
No, bro. This is a carb crash, bro. It's a carb
crash.
So
you just bakoge, I kuch nahi.
It's a Lisa crash.
It's a Lisa crash.
So the rules of the game are simple. You guys have to basically match answers.
Okay.
All right. Name Shah's favorite cocktail.
Oh,
I know. I know what you're gonna write.
Pardon my spellings. You already seen spelling?
Oh man, my handwriting is horrible.
Bro, my handwriting, I can't even read myself.
Okay. One can't spell, one can't write.
Yeah.
I told you. Do not.
I should be a doctor.
Ah, yeah. All right, ready?
Yeah.
What's your answer? One, two, three.
Whiskey sour. Oh, bro, I just missed it. I said old fashioned.
Oh.
Almost. There.
Almost.
It's the same thing. Okay. It's the same thing.
Sorry, big reveal for the camera. What is Dino's favorite brand to shop from?
Favorite brand, right?
Yeah.
I'm taking a wild shot over here.
I think I have a, what do you call it?
I'm definitely wrong, but this is...
I think that Dino's like, what is my favorite brand? One, two, three. Essentials? What did you
say?
They're a fitness company.
I've got a little bit. I like essential hoodies, actually.
Okay.
Essential. Okay. I knew you were going to
Yeah, yeah. So I like essential hoodies. It's very plain and it's very wet. I just quickly turned it around because I don't want to see the spelling.
What is Shah's comfort watch on TV?
Comfort watch.
On TV.
You'd be crazy if this was right. What is this? All right. One, two, three. Naughty America?
Show the camera, bro.
What is Naughty America?
Bro, that's a TV show that everybody watches.
Everyone loves it. There's doctors involved.
It's too much of moral lessons.
Does it sound like something
all the women in the room.
Why does that sound like...
I put Breaking Bad. It's about a drug dealer.
No, it sounds like what your parents see on your hotel room bill and ask, what were you watching? And why is your $20 charged to pay-per-view? What is Dino's favorite day at the gym?
Day.
Yeah, like what body part?
Oh, I know.
Bro,
I don't want to see, bro.
Yeah, I'm not.
Three, two, one. Chest!
Come on, bro.
Come on,
chest. Pectorals. Let's go. Pec fly.
All right, last one for y'all.
Yeah, y'all know the last one. Y'all know the last one.
What is Shah's favorite dessert?
Dessert.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what my favorite dessert is. Oh, I think I know what my favorite dessert is.
Bro, I'm going to get it so wrong because it's spelling. I know the spelling.
Sure.
Two, one.
Jalebi.
Oh, tiramisu. My God.
I was like, literally the thing that Shah hates most
tiramisu.
We literally hate it the most.
I don't even know how to spell tiramisu.
Shah has gotten into arguments over tiramisu.
Jalebi?
Tiramisu.
Oh, I start wars.
पहले तो मुझे लगता था कि तेरा मिसू होता है, tiramisu होता है, मुझे आज पता लगा tiramisu.
I'm gonna call it. That's what I say.
भाई tiramisu लेकर आना.
Okay.
मैं तेरा मिसू कर रही हूँ.
मैं तेरा मिसू.
तेरा मिसू.
Oh shit.
तू मेरा मिसू.
Shit.
मैं तेरा मिसू. Name two of each other's heartbreak songs.
He's got like 100, so I'm gonna.
I've got so many. What do you call him? Bro, I don't know the title of the song, actually. One second. I have to complete. And what is the song from the album, bro?
Ram, you really don't know me, bro.
No, I know. I don't know anything about the titles, bro. Are
I know you.
Bad.
There you go.
What a guy. What a guy. I've written four songs, okay?
No. Because
I've written four songs.
Because all the songs are actually.
I know. All the songs are heartbreaking.
I'm still thinking. Just give me some time and use the edit button. I've got two, okay. I don't know. I've got all the songs.
I just want to point out. What is it? Nahi hai? Nahi hai?
Okay. Nahi hai tu and bad for me.
Nahi hai tu.
I know. It's not a breakup song because I don't know the titles actually.
There's Nahi hai wo and kaun hai tu. Bro, remix my song. And bad for me, yes, is correct.
Bad for me is correct.
Mine is lost, yade, and boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? Boyfriend and girlfriend?
It's girlfriend.
Girlfriend is not a breakup song.
Okay,
it's just
a heartbreak song.
But yade is.
Yade is full power.
Yade.
Full power.
Nice.
Yade is a great song. All right. Name three Delhi based. Rap duos or collectives?
Collectives. And second is... Oh, you already know the 3-1.
Come on, man.
Okay, I got
ready?
It.
3, 2, 1.
Big reveal.
How you...
I don't know if SO is from Delhi or not.
Kya handwriting hai, bhai?
I know.
Did you write Mafia Mandir?
Yeah. Mundir. Mundir. Mundir.
SOS, yeah.
SO is not from Delhi, actually.
They're not from Delhi,
but don't see this. My spellings are a wag, but you know what I'm saying, right?
So, Full Power, see them all.
Yeah, Full Power,
Same answers for you guys.
No, but I have SOS. I've got four, bro. So okay. I won, basically.
SOS sounds like a K-pop band. Cute. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, nice, there's a disc coming for you.
Okay.
There's a disc coming for us.
I have a great question because I know the answer to this.
Okay.
What is Bacha's real name?
Of course I know.
You know?
Fuck, yeah.
I just know his
name. I just forgot now. Cop Crash.
Last name Prateek Singh Sisodia. Bacha, shout out to Bacha. We missed that story, by the way. We didn't have, like, both. How did Bacha jump on this track?
Okay, so I actually do. We did a show together, not like together in one stage, but we were like showing, performing.
They shared mics.
Somewhere, yeah, shared mics actually in Delhi or somewhere, I don't remember. And in that night, I didn't want to drink. There are so many unwanted elements in my room and they were not drinking and I got super bored. Okay. And suddenly I realized, oh my God.
They're girls. You're talking about girls.
No, yeah. So whatever. So I got bored and I remember I was like 2-3 drinks down and I then realized Bacha Bhai is here. I called Bacha Bhai. I said, what are you doing? And for some strange reason, he works out like 3 o'clock in the night.
Oh, wow.
And he said, bro,
3 a.m. sessions, right?
3 a.m. sessions all the time. So he said, Ajay, kaam kar, workout karte. I said, bhai, main piya hua hu. Arre yaar, tu aja. Ek kaam kar, get your speaker, I'll pay you my
because
album.
Because wo peete nahi hai, that's why.
He doesn't drink. So he said, okay, come over, bro. So I go down actually and it was surprisingly a very good gym in the hotel. I forgot the name of the hotel.
Bro, he judges gyms.
All the time, bro. So what are the whack gym? Fuck Soul Gym, bro. It's so bad.
As a real like thing for you.
Sorry?
Dino James judges the gym.
100 times.
You should make a reel out of it.
Yeah, actually. That's not a bad idea.
Sorry. So what was going down
so
in the gym?
So because it was a good escape from me, there was no intention. We were just playing his songs and I remember actually telling her, this song is fire, that song is fire. And he was just working out. I remember I was smelling alcohol. I was just sitting in the corner and just listening to the songs. And he said, I'm also actually doing an album. He said, Dad, really? Kiske saath? I said, I'm doing it with Shahrukh, bro. Go, good, yaar, amazing musician. Hai, ye wo. And I play the song. And you know, the best part is actually ki Credit Card was our favorite song that time. I didn't want to share Credit Card. So I was playing all the songs actually. And suddenly, he said, stop that song. And I was trying to skip that song. He said, stop that song. Because his ears are motherfuckers, right? So he dropped the song. And I was trying to actually, play other songs also. He said, bro, and I was trying to divert the topic. And I said, bro, and I'm working on different songs also. He said, yeah, everything is fine. Just play that song that you played.
You can't sneak past Bacha, bro.
Because we made that
You
entire
were very
song.
Attached to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Attached in terms of, but, and he heard the song and he said, bro, I really like this song. I said,
let me hop on.
100%. And we can't say no to Bacha. Oh, come on, bro.
My first ever writing credit in India was from Bacha when I was like 23 and barely knew anything. Yeah. He took a chance on me and let me write on his independent album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And he does that all the time. And shout out to him. It's not just about actually hopping onto the song. It's about his interest and energy. Because we shot together for War also. And everybody in my crew was super stressed, bro. How are we going to do it? And he came and just sat in the corner, bro. Just me, Ika and Bacha. And I was like, bhai kuch chahiye bole are yaar tu karna apna kaam bro let me just sit and chill bro so
also he's the funniest person in the room.
I'll just say one
thing. Bacha, when this show blows up he's trying to come through.
One amazing thing I'll say about Bacha, when we were in the studio recording the song, I'm engineering the session. And obviously, I'm like a little nervous because it's the first time I probably sat
And he's
with
also
him.
An engineer too.
And he is. So you know what he does? He's recording and he's quick.
One take. I thought he's just
quick.
Trying. Yeah, quick.
And then he just goes, Shah! Cut the vocal to 400 hertz.
Yeah.
And I was like, they engineered me. I was like,
Quick. Yeah,
and then just
fire.
Imagine, I'm like, he's rapping on the mic and we're like, okay, he's rapping on the mic. When I cut it, and we played it back.
Bro.
It sounded like the iconic Bacha.
Exactly
voice
how he
in
sounds.
Every song.
Exactly.
And
how
he just knew exactly what the fuck to do. So you know, like every rapper knows their voice.
Yeah. One of the first Mind stories blow. I ever heard about Bacha was before Saturday became what it was, right?
Yeah.
And like really rocket launched him.
Yeah.
In Bollywood, especially. He used to be the guy that walked around with a USB drive. He had a flash drive and he would just plug it in and pitch his music. And people would say, oh, let me hear a song. And he would have like 30. ready. Mm. He's like, this, okay, no, this. You tell me what you like, I'll finish the rest of it.
Bad boy had a bank.
Yeah, SNE, people don't just randomly go on the top, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
there's so much of actually never. Hidden hustle.
No,
bro.
He's shout got a story.
Long story short, shout out to Bacha.
Yeah, he's the best. He's big bro. I got into calling him Bacha Bhaiya because I learned it from
him. And now he's too much into fitness, so we were only talking fitness all the time.
What is that life? Six pack, bro.
Yeah.
full
power.
Let's finish up. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. What is Dollar Sign's first rap name?
Ooh. Bro, what kind of question is this?
Mujhe relevance chahiye.
Okay. Ab main hata dena.
Meri career ki baat hai. Three.
Just write Krishna.
Two. One. Dollar Sign one time.
Krishna.
Young, yeah, it is.
Is young. It's just Prospect?
It's just Prospect.
Oh, shit. I put the young one.
But that's, he must have mentioned it in a rap.
I know it's Prospect, but I wasn't sure if it was Young Prospect. Yeah,
I didn't know. That's a learning for me.
Shout out to Dollar Sign. The first, one of the first rappers, I think the first, him and Brother V, to get signed to Universal, and rapping in English as well. Mm. So this guy's been an OG. And obviously, we know about the bars. So.
Name? The person whose lyrics are "fuck a mosh pit." Why does that sound like something that like Hanuman Kind would say? No. But he loves a mosh
pit.
He's
on that song.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I know what
you're
song
saying.
This
you're
is.
Saying.
I
mean, you're saying.
Bro, bro, bro.
No, but you're
I
saying
know that
this
song.
This came from the biggest film studio in India.
Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
What is that?
Yeah, Shiraj.
I said Adi Chopra.
Adi Chopra loves saying this.
Yeah. Fuck a mosh pit.
He goes outside Yashraj Film Studios every day and says, fuck a mosh pit. And they're like, are you okay, such? So, Tegan, I said.
Okay.
This is an easy one. Everyone has an answer to this, I'm sure. Name a DHH song that has a Bollywood sample.
No, so many songs. My song.
Hey, shouts out to you.
I mix that song, guys. Mm. But I'll go for an obvious one.
I have so many songs.
I'm only giving that much, but that's my sneak
also,
preview.
I will also put one of my own as well.
I'll have I have one more song, actually. Raftar did one song. I don't remember exact. He just did one song, actually, really recently. This.
Okay, let's go. So many. 3, 2, 1. I put two.
I put three.
Put Bazigar and Karasona.
Oh, good song.
I've got Dilena Kale, Bazigar, and Urvashi Sikka.
Who's nice. Karasona?
Karasona. Who's Karasona is yours?
There's this guy who's Sindhi and he loves referencing Karasona.
And he loves food.
Dekhta kya hai? Asli, asli. Bachas tola.
That's a song?
That's
my song. Bro, Dino's not a fan of me.
Oh, bro,
okay?
I am a fan. Trust
Dino's just a fan of my mixing.
Comment below.
My harmonies.
Comment below. Is Dino the ops?
Is Dino the ops?
The ops, no.
He's from Versova.
Come on, bro. Bro, that's a diss.
I know it's a diss.
That's a diss-over. All right, last question.
It's a diss.
Name the most recent beef in DHH.
Oh. Recent beef?
Yeah.
But beef is banned in Maharashtra.
Yeah. Mm. But it's not bad in DHH.
I actually don't know. Who's fighting these
it's
days?
It's me and Shah Rukh.
Yeah, it's me and
Shah Rukh. We beefing now.
Wait.
Oh, I've already seen it.
Who's fighting
DHH? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Bro, it's the...
Bahut dur tak ye pahunch gaya tha, yaar.
Can I show?
Go for it. King Emiway.
King and Emiway?
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah. No, that's actually a smaller one. In terms of SOSs.
Yeah, that's true.
See, guys, I only focus on love. You know what I'm saying?
There's no diss.
He loves chicken.
Bro, all these things...
No beef.
All these things can go anywhere when
chicken,
it actually comes
prawn,
out.
Chicken,
so
prawn, pork, no beef.
We have to see the edit. We have to see the edit.
Biggest beef is our
so
country.
Won,
in
thank
there.
You so much. It really means a lot that I won this match. This
you did win. I'll let you
thank
win.
Thank you, Lisa, for judging it correctly.
Thank you.
Apologize for losing.
Crown nahi kiya kisi ko and he's become king. Wow. Yeah. New beef, king versus king.
Appreciate the fuck out of you guys, bro.
All right, that was a dino-mite interview.
You know, I wanted to call actually some brand Diplodocus. Huh. That's a dinosaur, but it's a vegetarian. And we just had chicken. So
it's a herbivore.
It's a herbivore. Herbivore is
like
so much of our roles, actually. I'm going to get a...
Yeah? A brachiosaurus.
Brachiosaurus. Have you broccoli all the
time? Huh. Or is it a brontosaurus? I think they're all... Both of them are vegetarian.
As far as a saurus, I saw with that.
A rapper's favorite.
Rapper's favorite.
Dinosaur.
Soaring.
The Saurus.
Thank
you so much, Dishing That Fam. And thank you to Dino James.
Thank you, brother.
Go listen to our album, Poppy. And stream it, download it.
They don't need the help. And it's
I have one request, guys. Listen, listen to the album actually in a single stretch because we stretched it really nicely. It's a story, so don't just go to your favorite songs later. Like, pura ek saath suno.
Listen to the transitions.
And please go watch the video.
Oof. Please go watch the videos. The videos,
and
yes.
Please.
No, abhi recently released one, so one video.
Video. Video. No, there's no S in it.
Thank you very much. This was
Dish and That.